An Ardmore artist is using the cremated remains of loved ones to make custom ceramic pieces for their families. WHYY's Kenny Cooper tells us more about the process.
The soft, wet clay spins on the potter's wheel, whispering underneath Daniel Hoffman's hands. And with a scoop of ashes of the dead, he tenderly creates vessels of memory.
The business I have is I create custom ceramic memorials by including cremated remains of the ashes of someone's pet or loved one in the glaze of a ceramic object.
Hoffman runs Ahava Memorials out of a small studio in his Ardmore home. Clients choose the color and shape and submit their order online. He sends them a collection kit with instructions. The customer sends back the ashes. He molds and shapes the clay ahead of time. Then he adds color to the earthenware.
This already has two coats, so I'm putting number three on it.
Hoffman then applies the ash-infused glaze to the final product and fires the clay in the kiln.
So the color of the glaze gets influenced by the ashes, and it becomes a one-of-a-kind, more personal memorial for those folks.
Hoffman says he embarked on the journey more than a decade ago, when he memorialized his aunt in a piece. Then he started getting requests from friends and neighbors.
It was growing a bit, but then my animation career took off, so I parked the idea for quite a while.
Years later, an abrupt layoff granted him the chance to launch Ahava Memorials. From tattoo framing to glass ash displays, honoring the deceased with or as art is nothing new. With more people choosing cremation in the United States than before, Hoffman is continuing this tradition of healing through his medium of choice.
Everyone grieves differently, and I've learned to respect that and meet them where they are and hope my service that I'm offering fills what their need is.
Hoffman says this work has helped him become more comfortable with death, a reality he faced when he was diagnosed with a malignant tumor at a young age.
Working in this business has really helped me to talk about it more, to embrace it more as a normal part of life. It's helped.
One of his first customers was family friend Bronwyn Morris, who memorialized her dog Olive. Olive died in January at the age of 15. Morris says her dog's cremated remains are now infused in a light blue spherical ornament.
It makes me smile because it's part of my dog. It's part of my Olive.
Morris wants to use the rest of Olive's ashes for a grander display of remembrance.
Our plans for when my husband and I pass are to also be cremated and have all of our ashes with our pets mixed together. So there's still plenty of ashes for that.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.